Good morning. Another beautiful start to the day throughout interior New York and New England, with comfortably cool temperatures in the 40s and lower 50s in most areas and plenty of sunshine. Gradually, though, we'll have a storm system heading our way from the west, which will bring an increase in high thin clouds, and eventually the clouds will thicken during the afternoon. I think it'll stay dry in most areas through the daylight hours, with just the risk of a shower in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills by late day today. And temperatures will warm through the 60s and into the lower and middle 70s on average. Overnight tonight, as the storm draws closer, we'll have scattered showers developing into a steadier rain after midnight, which will last into the early morning hours tomorrow. Overnight lows will be back into the middle and upper 50s. Rain will continue in the area for the morning tomorrow, then wind down to scattered showers during the afternoon in most places. It'll be cloudy all day, with temperatures holding in the middle to upper 60s. Overnight, generally dry into Sunday morning, but more clouds Sunday afternoon with scattered showers as that system lingers nearby, and temperatures will reach just about 70. In fact, the upper level part of this storm system will be over us for the better part of next week, with a cool pool of air aloft producing some morning sunshine and mostly cloudy skies during the afternoon for the period Monday through Thursday. And we do run the risk at scattered showers pretty much each day, and while it will not be raining the entire time, we do have at least the threat of some wet weather. Temperatures will be on the cooler side of average as well for most of next week, in the upper 60s to around 70 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms in the central Appalachians and upper Ohio River Valley to portions of the Mid-Atlantic and Carolinas. There is also a slight risk of severe storms for portions of the southern high plains. Scattered to numerous thunderstorms are expected to develop in a band near or ahead of a cold front by midday, then increase in both coverage and severe potential as the air destabilizes in the mid-Atlantic. Damaging gusts appear likely, and many wind damage events may occur, although forecast low-level wind profiles do not yet appear strong enough to support an organized threat of significant wind gusts of 65 knots or greater. The greatest tornado potential may be from north-central and northeastern North Carolina across central Virginia today to the Chesapeake Bay region, although some limiting factors still exist. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was from Burgas, Bulgaria at 8:46 a.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. The last report of hail was at Prince Albert, Saskatchewan in Canada at 3:06 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were 8 daily record highs across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Allatoona, Georgia. The 99-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1954 by 7 degrees. There were 6 daily record lows at Dunn Center, North Dakota. It was 27 degrees, and this is 4 degrees colder than the old record that was also set in 1954. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility and 34 degrees with a north wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 32 degrees. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 51 degrees, the dew point 46, 83% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.03 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 22 at Doe Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sun, then increasing clouds in the mid-70s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the middle-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 74 degrees, the low, 53. The average temperature, 64, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday. 6.03 inches is where we finish up the month of May, which is 2.42 inches above normal. And 13.80 inches for the year, which is 98 hundredths of an inch below normal. There was one heating degree day in Albany yesterday, for the month 122, and for the season 5,292. The average high temperature at Albany today, 74 degrees. The average low, 52. The record high, 94, set in 1918. And the record low, 35, in 1945. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:27 p.m., 15 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as for the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine fading behind increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Cloudy with a few evening showers, then a steadier rain overnight tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine fading behind increasing clouds today and highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy with a few evening showers, then a steadier rain overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with just the risk of a late day shower today and highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy with evening showers, then a steadier rain overnight tonight with lows in the mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine fading behind increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy with a few evening showers, then a steadier rain overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunshine fading behind increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy with a few evening showers, then a steadier rain overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain in the morning, scattered afternoon showers, upper 60s. More scattered showers Sunday, around 70. A mix of sun and clouds Monday through Thursday with a chance of showers each day and highs in the upper 60s to around 70 degrees. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.